Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Melito Perez. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallagher moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. Baines moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pasqua strikes out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. There goes Jacoby. The throw from Salas and he is out, Manrique applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lyon strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Manrique hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bando bunts towards the mound. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabler moves to second. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Perez. Franco moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Upshaw is 0-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Upshaw steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gallagher is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Baines is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Walker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pasqua is 0-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Salas fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tabler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Salas moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Salas moves to third. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Salas scores. Guillen moves to second. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. Bando strikes out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco strikes out. There goes Bell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Salas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salas moves to second. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Salas scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Horton now pitching. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique misplays the ball. That's an error on Manrique. Franco moves to third. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines is walked intentionally. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Candiotti covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Darryl Boston now playing left field. Dan Pasqua now playing right field. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Salas strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Candiotti. Lyons moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark pinch hits for Chris Bando. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Jay Bell. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo strikes out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians. 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.